I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, let's start with Jason. This is obviously going to be a more serious reaction with you, sir, than other times we talk about your Oreo. You listen. You do interviews on a regular basis. You're excellent at it. Sometimes you're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
That you may have missed a point or heard it differently. So when you heard Congresswoman Omar on for about 25 minutes, give me what stood out most to you.
Well, I want to echo what you said about appreciating that she comes on and that you guys had a spirited, excellent conversation. I thought it was terrific. I give her credit because there are plenty of other people who just duck and don't come and talk to us and only want to talk to people in their camp. So
exactly.
I thought that was really positive. I do think that, you know, and look, I'm going to be honest. I'm like most people who are not from a background from either of these countries, right? I'm not Jewish. I have Jewish friends. I'm not Palestinian. I have Palestinian friends.
Yep.
And so this situation is so complicated. What I thought Congresswoman Omar did not do, however, it goes to something that people who agree with her politics in her district but are Jewish and are concerned that she's anti-Semitic, I don't know that I would go that far. I don't know that that I see that. But you do look at her viewpoint and, you know, you didn't exactly ask, like, okay, like, obviously Israel's response here, like, nobody likes seeing innocent Palestinian civilians killed. And you asked it exactly right. Isn't this Hamas's fault for setting up camp beneath civilians?
Yes, precisely.
And I think the issue that many, and an issue that I have with her, is that she's quick to blame Israel, and you have to ask and ask and ask to get any blame for Hamas. And it's Hamas has a role.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Give me a break. So I understand why
their
people.
Their mission is to eliminate every Israeli on planet Earth. That's a pretty good role.
It's a sizable role.
Yeah.
It's a sizable role. And so, like, yes, I think it's reasonable to say, look, we don't want to micromanage how Israel is going to respond to this unthinkable attack. And we are your biggest funder for your military. So we do want to have a voice in this. I think it's reasonable, as the president is saying now, like, hey, we got to pump the brakes a bit because this is like, where are we going here? That's more my issue. What's the end game of Israel? And it seems that Netanyahu's end game is
total control.
And I don't
which is insulting. I mean,
yeah,
let me tell you. So protecting his citizens, for sure, that's his number one responsibility. But continuing to say, no, I'm a no on the two-state solution, and when the conflict ends, we're just going to run Gaza, that's repugnant. Give me a break. Palestinians should be allowed to oversee themselves. Netanyahu's comeback would be, well, guess what? Every time we let them do that, Hamas overwhelms them, and then they turn into at least a portion of Palestine turns into a terrorist state. And I want to quickly dissuade people from saying all Palestinians support Hamas. That is racial animus. That is just not factually
right.
True. But so I'm going to read a few texts because I want to pick up on some things. She takes zero responsibility for anything on her side. She needed a reminder. It takes two to go to war. If anybody listens to her and questions her passion, and then there's just some comments from Texas you're seeing too, how shrill she was and how combative. When any of us believe so much in something where you can feel it in every breath and every word, whether it's in a personal exchange, a professional exchange, you're going to get emotion. So get out of here. I find that so insulting on shrill. To me, a lot of the shrill comments are from the same folks. Never have her on. Give me a break. I'll be even more direct. Tom Emmer and the rest of the conservatives. Tom Emmer, I'll just quickly tell the story again. I met when I was 17. Used to come on my show on a regular basis, but because he lied about not knowing when it was another one of those weird Trump moments of, you know, whatever it was, and I don't know when it had been out there for 24 hours, he was outraged and won't come on. Pete Stauber used to come on, won't come on. They all want home team coverage. Are there Democrats who only want home team coverage? Yes. So again, credit for Ilhan for answering direct questions. I get her passion too, Jason, and the idea of what she faced growing up.
Yes.
And what she sees firsthand with people that she knows. But before you jump in, the last part, when she said, let's cut off all aid to Israel. There is a Senate debate going on right now, which is about to get bigger and bigger, about limits, about caveats. But to literally say to Israel, when they're in a war, and I think they've taken it too far, I've said this over and over again, but literally to say to our chief ally, in an area of massive unrest and vital importance to the safety of the globe, Jason, to say to Israel, we're done with you. We're never giving you another penny, is irresponsible.
Well, I think this goes to the question that I wonder for some of the activists who show up and have, you know, so bullied the city councils in our area that, you know, I think St. Paul yesterday, to a certain degree, passed a resolution just so they could move on and be done with it. That
right.
It's never enough, right? So first it's asked for a ceasefire. And okay, like, Kamala Harris directly asked for a ceasefire. Joe Biden's been working towards trying to get some sort of agreement on getting hostages released and get a ceasefire. And so I look and think like, well, what exactly do people want that's different from what's going on? And what they want is no funding for Israel. I think that's where we're getting. And you say like, well, now when people say like, Are you sincere in wanting a solution, or is this bigger? I don't know. I have a problem with that. I also think that, you know, just like I expect our Jewish representatives and senators to be a little unreasonably passionate and defensive about mm-hmm. their homeland,
yeah,
I also
sure.
am understanding of people like, not that Ilhan Omar is from Gaza, but her district has a lot of Palestinians. And not that you give someone a pass, but like, it's so personal for some people that I understand that, you know, I understand it.
I do.
I disagree with it, but I understand it.
I disagree with both, right?
Yes,
I mean,
me too.
I think there are some. You know, my father's Jewish. I never was raised Jewish. I still face some level of anti-Semitism because of that, not as much as others. Do I think there are friends of mine who are Jewish who will listen to no reasonable debate on this? Yeah. Do I think there are others on the same side? Sure. And so if it affects your life or people to your core,
yeah,
and you're not passionate, I can't identify with that. I really can't. So I didn't feel like I'm seeing just more and more text, unhinged, irrational. No, she wasn't. She was stating an opinion that she totally believes in. She's backing up with facts. Do I think my questions were fair pushbacks or part of the conversation? I do. Now, did Ilhan and I, man, maybe it was about 4 years ago, have a fairly combative interview about comments which she offered up, which I thought absolutely were anti-Semitic? We did, okay? Do I think her comments today are based because she's anti-Semitic? I don't. Now, I can't look in her heart.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I think, again, for me, she's placing too much blame on Israel without emphasizing enough, how did we arrive here? Because when we talk about the numbers killed, and who knows if they're accurate, by the way, but they're high right. No matter what. Does anybody think Hamas isn't trying to kill Israelis right now? If they could stage something similar, if they had that ability, they would do it every single day. Israel has just been more powerful and, to me, by no means not enough, not as precise, not as direct as they should have been. I will repeat, Netanyahu, for me, has went way too far. Let's pause so we don't get too far behind. Jason's here. Jason's going to take you home. We're back with Jason in moments on CCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm in the text, some suggesting we're saying Israel is a terrorist organization. Yeah, oh yeah, you've nailed it. That's really what this whole conversation was about. Israel's a terrorist organization. Others on Ilhan's voice. My God, just be a racist then, okay?
Don't you think the text line, though, is not indicative of anything other than just crabby people? Like, come on. I think most people, people are not used to a spirited debate that is in, period. That's a spirited debate. That was a spirited discussion. And it was fine. No one yelled at each other. Nobody called each other names.
Exactly.
It was great. It was great.
I only have respect for coming on because I'm going to go back to your point. I'm going to finish on this. I could give you a long list of politicians who will not come on and defend their positions in any way unless it's just a butt kisser on the other side. And she came on with me.
Yeah.
She wasn't surprised by the pushback. Good. Let's have more of that.
Yes.
I'm not angry at her. She's not angry at me. Many of her points I agree with. I just don't think it was enough responsibly towards Hamas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
What do you have coming up?
Well, you had all the heavy hitters. There's nobody left for me, so I got Blois. You know?
Who?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Anyway, I don't. Can I just say also, I don't think our I think our texters are pretty good. I think the world is more crabby now, and they're more reflective of it at times.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Hard to tell. Hard to tell.
Is it 3 hours of Blois?
Man. Yeah, just before. We're talking red light cameras. We got to Rush Eats. We got some fun, too. We need a breather from this intensity.
Yeah, oof. I need a smoke right now.
Oof.
See you, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.